This may seem like a naive question, but looking back historically, I remember in medical school, you know, first hearing about this, it always kind of seemed to me that, I mean, it was incredible the results that we're seeing with pediatric ALL, but it kind of seemed a little bit like a kitchen sink type approach, that you're just like throwing everything you could pop. Is there any way, and in your own mind, what is the real essence of why these patients get cured? Is it just this cumulative cytotoxicity from all these different approaches, or is there anything more intuitive than that?
That's a very good point. You know, it's a buildup of history, really. So the steroid backbone, which is very important for acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and then things were added sequentially. Well, what if we add this drug? Well, that worked better than not adding it. Well, let's add another drug and then another drug. Sidney Farber back in the 40s and 50s used single agent therapy, and he was able to see some responses to the chemotherapy. But it was that push, that desire to get more kids into remission, that they went from using single drugs one at a time to using multi-agent chemotherapy. And that really was revolutionary. It sounds trivial right now, 2017, but 50 years ago it was revolutionary, because now for the first time you're able to get a large amount of kids into remission. And then kids were still relapsing, first in the central nervous system. So in the 60s, they were central nervous system prophylaxis. And then this idea that you only kill dividing cells with chemotherapy. So if you give an induction regimen up front, and then you hit back with another induction regimen several months later, you can get those cells that were not killed initially. And that's called reinduction or late intensification. Each one of these steps dramatically improved the outcome by about 20 points. It's now very hard in the current studies to now go back and remove certain agents. So, but you're absolutely right. The kitchen sink has been thrown at these kids, and it's hard to know exactly which drug in which stage is most important. But at least with very, very good prognostic children, ages 2 to 10, these experimental protocols are trying to detract or take away chemotherapy for those kids. We're not there yet with the adults. We're still trying to see who we can intensify to try and improve the outcomes.